This recording is intended for adults over the age of 18. Please do not listen to this MP3 while operating heavy machinery or driving a car. You can find other titles of mine at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. I want you to find a very comfortable place to sit and relax for a little while. I want you to bring a candle with you, and I want you to light it, and I want you to stare at it. I want you to stare at the candle blazing before your eyes. I want for you to watch that candle flame. I want you to watch the white fade into yellow, fade into red, fade into blue. I want you to watch the flame begin to flicker. And as you concentrate upon my flame, you find your eyes becoming heavier and heavier and heavier. As your concentration is focused upon my flame, my light, my words, you knew when you purchased this MP3, you already knew you wanted what I want to do to you. You want Dominica to entrance you and seduce you, to take your will away and slowly remove all resistance. The longer you stare at that flame, the heavier your eyelids become. You find it very easy to focus on my flame as it flickers, just slowly swaying in the very little bit of breeze within the room. You feel the chair or couch or bed beneath you become softer and softer and more pliable as it gives in to the weight of your body. Even now, with your eyes closed, you can still see that flame flickering inside your closed eyelids. It sways back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And as you concentrate upon it, as your eyes focus upon Dominica's flame, you find now your body begins to become just as heavy and tired, heavy and relaxed and tired as your eyelids. Watch the flame sway, and as it sways, your heavier and heavier body sinks deeper and deeper and deeper inside my flame, my voice, my control. I want you to feel every muscle inside of your body simply give in. All day long, those muscles have been holding you up, and you can feel them give in under the weight of my voice. You can feel them give in under the weight of your heavy eyelids that is still staring at my flame. My flame is now staring back at you. I am staring back at you. You find yourself totally aroused at the feeling of my staring at you, into you, over you, through you. You feel my eyes sliding over your rapidly shrinking body. You feel the tight little tube top tighter and tighter as your rib cage shrinks, as those tits begin to swell. And the more they swell, and the harder they get, and the more puckered and aroused they become, the deeper you go for me. Feel your body completely begin to fall as it transforms so quickly, as you feel the little thong pulled up the crack of your ass, as you feel those hot pants get tighter and tighter and tighter, as those thigh highs cling so silky, so smooth, almost like satin against your curvaceous little legs. Feel the little ankle boots, little hooker boots, covering your little tiny feet. Feel the jewelry on your body. Every finger has a little bejeweled ring, and that tight little collar around your neck, stamped with the name Domenica on it, reminds you of your origin. You can feel the fake lashes on your eyelids, and they have now pasted your eyes completely closed. The thick smear of lip gloss on those plump little lips. You can feel the makeup on your face. You can feel yourself so feminine now. Your pussy lips, encased inside that thong, begin to throb for me. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, as you stare at my flame, you are my little lesbian hooker. But it doesn't scare you. It only serves to arouse you more and more and more and more. You can feel your nipples sticking out of that little tube top, and you find yourself going deeper now as I count down. 10, falling deeper and deeper down under my voice. 9, watching my flame flicker makes you fall deeper. 8, your entire body going so deep now you can hardly feel it other than complete arousal. 7, feel yourself fall deeper and deeper as if my voice is a tornado and you're being sucked down through the middle of it. 6, closer and closer to me. You cannot resist. 5, you know you love the feeling of being in my clothes. You know you love the feeling of being controlled by me. 4, and so you fall deeper and deeper down under my control, deeper under my voice. 3, feeling your body change. The deeper you go, the more feminine you become. The deeper you go, the more sexual you become. The deeper you go, the hornier you get. 2, faster and faster approaching Domenica now. You feel your skin begin to soften. All your curves begin to take on a new look. Your tits are so fucking big. They're so completely full swollen and sensitive. Two coming closer and closer and closer to me. One as your chair begins to simply sink underneath you. You feel yourself sink through the chair, sink through the floor, sink through the earth, sink through my voice into another time, into another place, into another reality. Suddenly you hear my voice on the telephone. All you hear is the words, "You must obey. Come to me now." You can feel yourself getting in the car. You can feel yourself driving, but you don't really know where. You can see yourself coming to me. You crave to come closer to Domenica, and yet you're not even really sure who I am or why you're obeying. All you know is your panties are wet. All you know is you feel the need to come to me, closer and closer and closer to me. You feel yourself pull up outside of the big house. It's so big. Absolutely sprawling. You're not completely sure why you're here. But you are. You find yourself ringing the doorbell and standing there. You find yourself standing with one hand on your hip, pushing those tits out. You want me to see them, don't you? You need me to notice them. You need my tiny hand to reach out and touch you. You know what you've come here for. And as I open that door, as you find yourself absolutely taken by my eyes, you feel yourself go completely and totally blank, 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 blank. That's all I say over and over again. Blank. 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 Feel your knees go weak. You feel your body energized with sexuality. You feel your hips beginning to pump. Somewhere deep inside that dark little mind, you remember the last time I touched you, don't you? And you want more. I reach out and I clasp onto your collar a tiny little leash. And as I pull, you obediently follow. Feel yourself follow so easily, so obediently, so completely sexually driven. You follow my perfect little ass. You follow my perfect little body. You follow my voice calling to you. Come here, my little lesbian hooker. Lesbian hooker. Lesbian hooker. And each time I say it, it's as if a jolt of electricity is let loose inside your little cunt. You feel it. You feel it jolting you. Further and further and closer to me. You can't resist it. And you see the door jam there, and your heart stops. Somewhere deep inside your mind you remember, but you don't remember. You're a bit scared and apprehensive, but you don't really remember. As I turn and look at you, and slowly kiss those pouty, glossy, shiny lips. You can smell my perfume. You can taste my little tongue on your lips. You can smell my hair. And all you know is that the lesbian inside of you absolutely aches for me. You need me to touch you. You'll do anything for me to touch you, won't you? You don't fight me when I reach out and put these cuffs on you. You like the snug feeling on your wrists. It makes you feel safe. It makes you feel so safe. And as I slide down to your ankles and slide more cuffs on you, You know this feeling. You've been here before. It's as if you're having a deja vu. I drag the piano bench over to the door frame. There's conveniently an eye hook already installed in the center top of it. Somehow you think you remember it, but you really don't, do you? Stare up at it. Stare up at that eye hook. Hoping. Praying. That I'm going to attach your little slutty body to it. You can feel me pulling you up onto the piano bench. You can feel the heels of your little ankle boots digging into it. As I strap both wrists to it, anchoring them with little security latches. Both hands over your head, your tits hang so perfectly in that little tube top. I can't help but reach out and tweak one. You really weren't expecting me to grab another set of cuffs and put them around your lower thigh right above your knee. You really weren't expecting there to be more hooks in that door jamb. But as I lift one leg all the way up to where your tits would be on the side and attach it to that door jamb, and then right below it, as if these hooks were put here just for your body, is another eye hook just where your ankle lays. And there's one leg attached perfectly. And as I pull the other leg up, attaching your knee to the door frame, you feel your little pussy spread so wide, so open, so exposed, just hanging there. I attach your ankle bracelet now. You just hang there. There's nothing you can do. Absolutely nothing. It's just one more thing I need to add to your little costume, my darling. And this begins to make your heart pound faster and faster and faster. As I slide the blindfold over your eyes, you can no longer see, but I'll leave your mouth open so I can hear you moan and cry, so I can hear you come for me. I leave the piano bench under you. You know it because you don't hear me move it. But you do hear the doorbell. Ding dong. And it makes your heart absolutely pound wildly. And you hear the women begin to pile into the room. You don't understand what's going on. You don't remember why you came here. All you know is you need it to. You don't know why you hear so many female voices. All you know is you're hanging there, but you still have your clothes on, so it must be okay. You hear them coming closer and closer, and suddenly stop. As my voice begins to chime again, my voice begins to tell you, go deeper, my little lesbian hooker, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. Your body goes limp inside the restraints. You cannot resist. Your body goes limp inside my restraints. You can't resist. Your body just hangs there, absolutely swollen with lust. You feel fingers beginning to pull at the tube top, beginning to pull it down. You feel yourself being stripped. Oh, how are we going to get those hot pants off her, you hear a lady say. But then you feel the scissors up against your thighs cutting them away. That's no problem, I say. No problem at all. And as your clothes are cut off you and you hang there naked with nothing except boots on your body, you now feel those being unzipped. You're being stripped. You're being bared. Externally, internally, sexually. You know your tiny little cunt's just hanging there in midair in front of all these people. And you know it's dripping with juice. Somehow they've left your G-string on. But what you feel is a pair of long-nailed, tiny, soft hands rubbing at that little cleft between your legs. And you can't help but squirm. You can't help but squirm all over the place. You feel a mouth on your toes now. You feel that mouth begin to lick and suck at your toes now. You start to arch your toes and spread your toes. It's as if you know that your little slave girl isn't supposed to have her toes sucked, but we don't care. We're going to do whatever we want to do to you. And you love it. You feel hands all over your body. You start to hear fingers being dipped in something. You know there's little vials of oil hanging off the wall right next to you. You can hear them being dipped. You can feel the cool oil being smeared all over your skin. Fingers on your thighs. Fingers on your legs. Fingers on your stomach. Oh God, they've even gone around the other way and they're crowded around the back of you now too. Touching down your spine. Squeezing your ass. Pulling you apart. You feel a pair of teeth grab at that thong and begin to pull it away from your tiny little asshole. Your body begins to quiver. You almost start to get scared, but you're too aroused to get scared. You want it to stop, and all at the same time, you never want it to stop. You feel a warm, wet mouth cover your nipple. You feel it begin to suck harder and harder and harder. You feel those teeth on your nipples touching, sucking, and biting. And even now in this entranced state, you can't help but reach up and touch that pussy. You can't help it. You need to feel it touched, like that tongue that begins to flicker at it, touching it. That whole mouth that opens up over your pussy and begins to suck the whole thing into her mouth. Your whole body shakes. You feel your body heat rise. You can feel yourself almost sweating under so many hands and so many mouths sucking and biting, and touching, and licking, and probing with hungry little tongues. My little hypnotized lesbian hooker is being seduced again. And you hear the pop of the champagne bottle somewhere off in the distance, and you wish that you could have a sip. But suddenly you feel the end of it crammed into your hot little cunt, and the thumb let go off the top, and it begins to spray and spurt deep inside that hot little snatch. You can't help it. Your body begins to shake. And I begin to shake that bottle up and down, up and down, up and down. It just spurts inside of you. So much harder than a cock ever could. It just spurts inside of you so cold. That buzzing, fizzing, bubbling champagne so deep inside of you, touching you, seducing you, fucking you from the inside out. Feel that bottle being pushed deeper and deeper and deeper inside of you, and the deeper it goes, the harder it sprays, as if the pressure from being pushed inside of you makes it ooze out, makes it spurt out, makes it push out so much harder. And that chair you're in, that bed you're in, that couch you're on, it becomes so much more pliable as you begin to sink deeper and deeper and deeper inside of it. You find yourself so helpless, that little pussy just hanging in midair. You find their mouths clasping onto your pussy now, trying to suck the champagne out. They want your nectar. They want your little pussy juice. Mouths on your asshole. Mouths on your little pussy hole. Another one hungrily sucking on that clit. Your legs begin to shake and shake and shake. Your whole body begins to shake. Your nipples are so hard, and you feel mouths on it again. Mouths on your nipples. Mouths on your clitty. Mouths on your cunt. Mouths on your ass. Mouths licking at your ear and your neck and your spine. Touching your feet and your legs and your arms and sucking at your fingers. You can't help yourself. You simply can't help yourself. You feel it. And then you hear it. Zzzz, the soft buzz of a vibrator. You hear it coming closer and closer to you. You feel it spreading up in between those thick, wet lips. Buzzing up against your clitty. Zzzz, you almost can't handle it now. You feel the bottle returned up there, a new bottle, spurting, gushing champagne deep into your womanhood. You feel that hot, huge vibrator shoved up against that clitty. They're forcing you to come, you little lesbian whore. They're forcing you over and over and over again, forcing you to come like the little slut you are. You have no choice. These women, they take you every week and you never even know it's coming because I've tricked you over and over again. You feel rose petals slid against your body. The heads of roses begin to slide all over your body, tickling you as that vibrator zzzz touches that clitty, touches it more and more and more and more. You find yourself panting. You find yourself shaking. You find yourself hung in the door jamb, spread wide open, exposed to all of us, exposed to a crowd of women that you cannot even see. Our fingers begin to invade you. They invade every hole in your body. You feel a pussy now. Somebody must have got a ladder. Because you feel a pussy being pushed into your mouth. You are told to suck. Suck it. Open your mouth. Shove your tongue up to that clit. Suck it. Taste that hot little cunt juice. Suck it. Smell it. See it. You can't even see it, but you see it in your mind. You recreate that hairy little snatch in your mind over and over and over again. Unable to resist my relentless voice that never stops the whole time you're hung there. I hypnotize you over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Deeper, 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 go deeper. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep sleep. My hypnotized lesbian whore. Your whole body is alive now. So alive, so alive, so alive. All you can hear is my voice saying the same word. Come, 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 slave, come. Come, whore, come. Come, lesbian, come. Over and over and over again. You can't help yourself. You find that little pussy is able to have multiple orgasms for me. Over and over. Every time I snap my fingers, you feel yourself come. Over and over and over again. You can't resist yourself. You can't resist me. That little pussy, it comes over and over again inside of you ejaculating, and you feel a hungry little mouth sucking at that little snatch juice. It just sucks hungrily at it. It's as if they've waited all week long to devour your body with their mouths, with their eyes, with their fingers, with their tongues, with their vibrators. Zzzz. Begins to shove up into that open little pussy hole. Zzzz. you can't believe how big it is. It's so hot, so big. It's vibrating so fast. You feel it being pumped into you by an unknown hand, pumped into you over and over again. All you know is she has long nails, because you can feel them digging into your little pussy lips, pumped over and over again. Come, 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 whore. You come right now. Your job is to please Dominica. Your job is to please all women, you little slut. You feel yourself so slutty. You feel those nipples so hard. You feel that pussy pumping out. Come for me. You're my little cum girl, my little cum lesbian. You can't help but come over and over again for me. Come and come and come and come. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You begin to feel the thorns of the rose pressing into your leg. 5, 4, 3. Just hard enough to give you a new sensation on your body. Just hard enough to make you want to come. 2, 1. Come. Come, whore, come. Suddenly you feel nothing touching your body. The vibrator is removed. All fingers are removed. Everything's removed. And you hang there with your little snatch hang down in midair. Your legs are spread so wide your pussy lips are gaping open. You are totally exposed. And you know it's me because my voice has gotten so much closer. You know it's my fingers digging deep inside that little cunt, pulling out your cum. You know it's me when I begin to smear it all over your body. My little cum whore, smearing that cum all over your body. My little cum whore. And you know when you go home tonight, you know when you get in that bed covered in cum, you know you're never going to want to not be called again by me. And as my fingers snap, you feel the bodies converge upon you again. Only all of them are naked now. You feel him beginning to lick the cum off your body. Lick and suck it off your body. Suck it off your nipples. Suck it off your little cunt. Suck it off your body. Suck it off your tongue and mouth. Suck it out of your little snatch. You can feel the tongue beginning to penetrate your anus, and there's nothing you can do. You don't want it, but there's nothing you can do. Your legs are spread wide open, and you can't close them. There's nothing you can do. We're taking you. We're raping you. We're seducing you. You love it, but there's some parts you don't like. There's some parts you want to stop, and there's nothing you can do. You're forced. You're forced to come. And come, and come, come to things you don't like, come to things you thought you would never like, come to things you know you now need, the same things that your fantasies have suddenly turned into every night. You've noticed in the last few weeks your fantasies are totally different than they ever were before. You've noticed you think about being raped by scores of women. You notice you think about your ass being sucked now, don't you? Don't you, slut? You think about it, and you absolutely fantasize about it, and you think about being hung from the door jamb. You can feel your ankles being released now, your knees being released now, but your hands stay up there holding your entire body weight. You feel two slim, soft hands on each knee, pulling your knee apart, pulling your snatch open. And you know it's me because you can feel my voice right in your face. You can smell my breath right in your face. And you can feel my hands on your waist as I begin to push my strap on deep inside of you. Somebody pulls the blindfold off you, and as you look into my eyes, as you stare into my eyes, you know I'm fucking you. You know I'm raping you. And yet, behind you, you feel another figure curling up behind you, closer and closer, sliding something very thin inside your ass. It doesn't hurt. It feels so good even though you don't want it to. You feel yourself double penetrated. You feel yourself fucked by soft feminine figures. You look around now and you see the natural, big, beautiful tits hanging there all over the place. The perfectly formed little bodies sliding all over each other, sliding all over you. Fingers begin to rub at that filmy little clit covered in cum, flicking it, pinching it, absolutely taking it and seducing it over and over and over again. Your body begins to shake in my hands as I suck that nipple, as I suck those big, fat, beautiful tits in my mouth. You find yourself coming again and again and again. You can't help yourself. Fuck to obey, suck to obey, mind fuck to obey, hypnotized to obey, brainwashed to obey. You must obey. You must obey. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. Suddenly you find yourself on the floor of your bedroom. You don't know how you got here. You find yourself in thigh highs, ankle boots, tube top, a thong, and hot pants. You find yourself on the floor with your legs spread wide open. You find yourself shoving a big fat dildo inside that hot little snatch. It's dripping all the way down to the end where you twist the bottom and make it begin to zzzz buzz deep inside you. I know what you're thinking about. I know what you're fantasizing about. I know every night you need to touch that hot little slit. You need to seduce that hot little slit. You need to touch it. You need to stroke it. You need to flick it. And you feel your body changing as you do. You can't help but feel your body changing as you do. And it just links you closer to me. It just makes you more devoted to me. It makes you crave to obey, Dominica. It makes you crave to obey, Dominica. You feel my warm little mouth sucking at that nipple now, don't you? Sucking it and sucking it and sucking it. You feel my mouth sliding up between your legs, sucking at that pussy, touching that little cunt. You can't help but spread your legs. You can't help but open yourself to your mistress. You can't help but obey me. You find yourself daydreaming about doing everything for me, any little thing for me. In fact, every time I lose my temper with you, it makes you want to come. It makes you want to please me more. It makes you wish I was sucking your little snatch again, doesn't it? It makes you wish I was right now. It makes you come over and over and over again. It makes you squat down on that floor, jamming that big fat cock inside of you, my big fat cock deep inside of you. It makes you need to get fucked. You need to get fucked like all little lesbian whores, don't you? You need to get fucked like all little lesbian whores, don't you? You find yourself wanting to get down on your knees for me. You find yourself needing to obey me. You find yourself so devoted to me that you are mine now forever. There is nothing you will not do for me. Each time I snap my fingers, you will come instantly. Right now, come. You must obey. Come now. You must obey. Come again. You must obey. Come again. You are multi-orgasmic. You are a multi-orgasmic little whore, and you feel my cock fucking you harder and faster and deeper. You feel those pussy lips extended over that fat, hard cock, and you can't resist me. Come again, and come again, and come again, and come again. You cannot resist, Dominica. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. You'll do anything for me. You always have, and you always will. And every time the phone rings, ding-a-ling-a-ling, you hope it's me. You pray It's my voice on the other end. You hope it's your night to be gangbanged again. Your body spread open and exposed. Fucked with objects and fluids and tongues and fingers and dildos and cocks. Transformed. Hypnotized. Smeared with cum. Coated with oil. And fucked in every way imaginable. You now feel me slide you down into a deep, deep jacuzzi. You feel the bubbles bubbling all around your body. The heat of the water hypnotizes you deeper and deeper down, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. The chair under you becomes so fluid, so completely and totally pliable underneath you, it gives into your body weight. You find your body submerged all the way down into your neck, and then you feel me behind you, sliding my hands around your knees, pulling them wide open, forcing your body into that streaming jet of hot water, pulsing so hard, just absolutely overtaking your clit. I jam your clit onto that jet of streaming water, that jet of rushing, gushing hot water. And you feel yourself begin to quiver. You feel yourself begin to shake. You feel yourself begin to come over and over and over and over again. You can't help yourself, can you? You come on that jet of water. You come on my cock sliding inside of you from behind you. You come on the pussy that's pushed into your mouth. You never even saw it coming. You come. You can't help yourself. You know your cum is being sucked into the water, floating around in the water. You know that jacuzzi's filled with women. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, Domenica's called again. You awaken in a jacuzzi filled with beautiful women, being seduced again, being fucked again. You find us pulling you out of the water now, sliding you onto the side of the jacuzzi, spreading you open, hands holding you down, fingers probing into that little snatch, looking inside, first pulling your outer lips wide open, then pulling your inner lips wide open, touching at that clitty, flicking at that clitty, experimenting with your body. Another pussy laid down on that mouth. Suck it, whore. Suck it, you little lesbian whore. Suck that little snatch pushed down on your body, on your mouth, on your tongue. You have no choice. You must obey, Domenica. Come, you come while we touch you. You come while we explore your body. Mouths on your nipples, mouths on your toes, mouths on your asshole, on your cunt, on your clit. Mouths all over your body, pussy pushed into your mouth, tongues in your ears, on your eyes, licking you in every imaginable place, in your armpits, in the backs of your knees, in your little creases where your elbows are. You feel your body almost float now. You're so filled with sexual energy. Your body absolutely buzzes with sexual tension. You can't help but crave, Domenica. And the whole time you hear my voice, the whole time I'm hypnotizing and mesmerizing you, the whole time I'm telling you to go deeper and deeper and deeper down, you never even fight. You never need to fight. You find yourself exposed under the moonlight of a full moon. Look up at the moon and watch it begin to turn red. That's right. Watch it turn red like your body will turn red every month when you menstruate. You are my little female whore. You are my little lesbian whore. You are my little feminized slut, and you have no choice. I forced you into this position, and every time you hear that phone ring, you're gonna think of me. Every time you hear that phone ring, you're gonna hope to God it's me. Every time you see the sparkle of a pair of diamond earrings, you are going to think of me. Domenica, 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 you feel another hungry mouth on your nipples, sucking, pulling, then biting, harder than you can possibly take. Your back arches up in the air, but there's nothing you can do. There's hands holding you down everywhere. Spread wide open, your legs are pinned down, spread open, lips parted, exposed, pulled, absolutely. Open to me. You feel my fingers begin to jam inside that hot little wet pussy. And once again, you feel me begin to spread the cum, cum, cum all over your body. I spread that cum all over your body, dipping my fingers deep inside that hot little cunt over and over again. You feel my fingers spread the cum all over your nipples, all over your belly, all over your chest and your arms and your legs, all in between your pussy and your legs and your feet, all over your body. You find yourself craving me, spreading cum all over you, all day, every day, all day, every day, all day, every day. Come again. And again, and again on my hot little fingers. You don't have a choice, my little lesbian hooker. Your job is to come. Your job is to be fucked and seduced. Your job is to obey me. Every night and every day, without question, without comment, you simply obey. You obey. You crave to obey. You need to obey. Oop. There goes the phone ring. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. I wonder who's calling.